Chapter 76. Another just as fleeting. But it was plain from what he had said, and from his returning to the point more than once that day, and on the next, that the blind man's visit, and indeed his words, had taken strong possession of his mind. Whether the idea of wealth had occurred to him for the first time on looking at the golden clouds that evening, and images were often presented to his thoughts by outward objects quite as remote and distant, or whether their poor and humble way of life had suggested it, by contrast, long ago, or whether the accident, as he would deem it, of the blind man's pursuing the current of his own remarks, had done so at the moment, or he had been impressed by the mere circumstance of the man being blind, and, therefore, unlike anyone with whom he had talked before, it was impossible to tell. She tried every means to discover, but in vain, and the probability is that Barnaby himself was equally in the dark. It filled her with uneasiness to find him harping on this string, but all that she could do was to lead him quickly to some other subject, and to dismiss it from his brain. To caution him against their visitor, to show any fear or suspicion in reference to him, would only be, she feared, to increase that interest with which Barnaby regarded him, and to strengthen his desire to meet him once again. She hoped, by plunging into the crowd, to rid herself of her terrible pursuer, and then, by journeying to a distance and observing increased caution, if that were possible, to live again unknown, in secrecy and peace. They reached, in course of time, their halting place within 10 miles of London, and lay there for the night, after bargaining to be carried on for a trifle next day, in a light van which was returning empty, and was to start at 5 o'clock in the morning. The driver was punctual, the road good save for the dust, the weather being very hot and dry, and at 7, in the forenoon of Friday the 2nd of June, 1780, they alighted at the foot of Westminster Bridge, bade their conductor farewell, and stood alone, together, on the scorching pavement. For the freshness which night sheds upon such busy thoroughfares had already departed, and the sun was shining with uncommon luster. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.